You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Kia ora, Desley, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Rachel. Very well.
It's been a very busy week. We have a past Auckland Council budget now. It took 2 days and quite a lot of back and forth to get there. What's the budget now? What are we actually looking at here, Desley?
Well, you're quite right. It seems to have taken in my world forever, 30 workshops over 100 hours almost to get there. But look, and I just want to start, Rachel, by saying thank you, because I kind of feel that your listeners have been through this process week by week as we've sort of inched closer to the finish line. So I want to thank you for that. So, look, as you know, we finally got there. And in my opinion, I think we landed on an outcome that was a compromise for everyone on everything. So you could actually argue it was a real triumph for democracy and a triumph for listening to Aucklanders, listening to other councillors, and at the end of the day, as I said, settling on a compromise. So I feel that from a process perspective, and I've done a few budgets in my time, I think from a process perspective, it's probably been one of the best. Normally you get a mayoral proposal that's put up and debated with Auckland and ends up pretty much in the same place, maybe a tweak or two. This one ended up in a very different space. And I think, as I said, I think it's a credit on many fronts, including that of the mayor, and a credit for democracy. So, where have we ended up?
Before we get into that, because I do desperately want to talk about the actual, meat and potatoes or something, so to speak, of the budget itself. I'm interested in that, categorisation of this budget, because there has also been quite a bit of criticism, Desley, that we started at such an extreme place with this budget that there was always going to be a very blown out conversation. And of course, it was always going to look like a compromise for at least some people. As you said, this is a compromise for most parties, but we're always going to see something that looks pretty reasonable compared to where we started. So I'm interested in your classification of this as a very successfully democratic budget when it started in such an extreme place.
Well, it did start in an extreme place, and I don't think there were too many people around the table who thought where it started was the best thing to do. Although there were people who agreed with option A. So that's why I say it has been a compromise for absolutely everyone. Yes, it was extreme, but as I said, I know that there are people who were prepared to vote for those cuts. So that's why I go back to my comment and I say I really believe it was a compromise from every single councillor on pretty much everything. And look, I want to thank Aucklanders because, one of the frustrations that is often felt by councillors and the mayor, although I've never been mayor, is that people don't have a say. They don't share their views. Very few Aucklanders often do. And, this one, yes, it was extreme, but as a result of that extremism, I suppose, you're quite right. We heard from many sectors and many parts of Auckland we have traditionally not heard from before.
Okay, well, let's talk about the actual substance now. So what has been agreed upon? What's going to be going ahead?
So, I'll start with the rates rises because, that's what kind of impacts people the most. So we had that original, 4.66 rates rise before Christmas. That was amended to a rates rise on inflation sort of prior to the 2 full days, Thursday, Friday, last week. And it ended up at 7.7%, which is just above the rate of inflation. Now, to put that in context, that's an average, right? So that to put that in context, that is, on average, $253 a year more than what people are paying this year, on average. Now, to give you a bit of a a range around that, and I haven't seen, you know, bearing in mind we only signed this off sort of late Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and it's Tuesday morning now, I've done the math for my own ward, but I haven't seen every single local board area. So what happens is that will be broken down, local board area by local board area. There are 21 local boards, and yep. my ward has two local boards in it. It's a two. One is okay. Orake and one is Waitemata. So Orake pay the highest rate in Auckland, give or take, and this rate rise of 7.7% will come in on average $390 more for those people.
Right.
And in Waitemata, which is also part of my ward, it comes in lower. It comes in at $241 extra a year. So there is, you know, the average is the average, but it does go up and down depending on what ward you're going, you're getting into. You live in.
Okay.
Then we move to the shares, and of course that was the big one.
It was very contentious, yes.
Really was the big one. Very contentious. You had very strong views on no sale, very strong views on full sale. And where we ended up, probably unsurprisingly, was partial sale. So, you know, the big driver of the airport share sale was to pay down debt. So we ended up with a decision to sell 7%, which would pay down around $865 million worth of debt with a net funding benefit over the next 8 years of about $115 million. And I think that's important. So that saves us about $23 million in interest costs for that annual plan year, the next annual plan year, 23-24.
Desley,
that was a compromise then.
There was a compromise. It certainly was a compromise. I saw that you were one of, I think it was three councillors who voted for the full sale of shares. Why were you personally sort of particularly interested in that?
I didn't vote for the full. No, that vote was never put up. So that's incorrect. I voted for the partial sale.
But originally, in that first meeting, it was definitely something you were interested in. So why specifically? I'm just trying to understand why specifically that was something you felt was a useful lever.
I've talked to you about this before. I think at the end of the day, the main driver for the full airport share sale was to pay down debt. $2.2 billion to pay down debt. And the cost of debt is expensive. And the math was, if you did that, if you sold all the shares to pay down debt, you would pay down debt to the tune of $100 million a year, every year. Right? And what we've settled on is a partial sale, which will save us, that was $100 million worth of interest costs, rather, and that will save us, the partial sale saves us $23 million of interest costs. So it was all about paying down debt and the cost of debt, which at the moment is expensive. Now, look, you know, actually on that, we did have a couple of amendments last week, which added to our debt so that the shares weren't sold at all. And the big argument, of course, with debt is that our problem is an operational deficit. So if you were to get a mortgage on your home, you would get it maybe to put a new roof on or something.
An unhelpful road for us to go down talking about the home thing, where there's a lot of conversation about whether that's a useful comparison for the city or not. So let's save ourselves that conversation, Desley, and come back to what else we are seeing in the budget now. We've talked about the airport shares. We've talked a bit about rates. What's happening with cuts? What are we seeing in that space?
That was a big compromise, and it didn't change from the, because the mayor's ended up with three proposals, the original one, the one before the big debate last week, and the final one. It pretty much stayed with his second budget, so down from the $125 million in the consultation to an $83 million of operating spending reduction. So that means things like the CAB, arts, etc., were saved. You know, things like
right.
and parks, cultural festivals, things that Aucklanders were really strong on keeping, they actually stayed. They were not
Good news, I'm sure a lot of BFM listeners will be happy to hear that. But what are we actually going to see cut, Desley? Where are the sort of danger areas now?
Well, I think there were some things that remained in the cuts. Most of them have come via our CCOs, to be fair, from council itself. I think there was a cut that remained in research services at libraries. I think that was one, but most of them have come really from the CCOs. We've had some big, we asked the CCOs to make some big cuts. Auckland Transport, $15 million plus another 7.5. So their savings at Auckland Transport will come up to 22.5. Panuku had that $5 million. Taupaki, Auckland Unlimited had big cuts too. So basically, they're and the majority have remained with our CCOs.
It's going to be an interesting one to see when we start to see how this really shakes down for people's lives. I think this is going to be a really interesting conversation, Desley, but it's really great to get an overview from you about what's been decided on since we've been, as you said, talking about it for months now and trying to work out what it's going to mean for the city. So appreciate your time this morning, and we'll get into the weeds of it a little bit more in the coming weeks when we start to see how that's going to affect people's day-to-day lives and the running of the city. But thank you so much for your time today. And
thank you, Rachel.
We will talk to you again next Tuesday. Ka kite.
All right. Ka kite. Thank
Kia ora.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Thank you very much to Desley.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.